From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, Islamic State fighters launched counterattacks that have pushed Russian-backed government forces out of Raqqa province and tried to break the grip of U.S.-backed Syrian rebels on the outskirts of the IS town of Manbij. Regional analyst Stephen Zunas says it underscores the Islamic State's continued potency despite recent setbacks.
The Islamic State not only has been effective in terms of inflicting terrorist attacks abroad, but in part because they have that large amount of captured U.S.-made weaponry from Iraq, they have modern fighting vehicles for this kind of open warfare.
And the U.N. says it was able to deliver food and medical aid to besieged Syrians near Damascus, but unable to reach two communities which haven't received outside aid since late 2012. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to meet with some department employees who co-signed a so-called dissent cable on U.S. policy in Syria. Kerry called it well-written and very good. His spokesman, John Kirby.
I think what the secretary was referring to was that he did read it, that he found it to be a well-written argument. And as for meeting with the authors, he has expressed an interest in meeting with at least some of them. I mean, there's a lot of them, so I don't know that we'll be able to pull off a single meeting with each and every one of them.
The 51 mostly mid-level diplomats have called for targeted airstrikes against the Syrian regime as a means of exerting pressure on President Bashar al-Assad's regime to pursue a political settlement. Nigeria's currency, the Naira, slumped over 40% Monday after the government removed its peg to the dollar as a way to ease a chronic shortage of foreign currency amid falling oil prices. The central bank sold hundreds of millions at 280 or more Naira to the dollar. This is VOA News. According to partial transcripts released Monday, the gunman who killed 49 patrons of an Orlando, Florida nightclub June 12th called himself an Islamic soldier, threatened to strap hostages into explosive vests in phone calls with authorities. Lee Bentley is the U.S. attorney involved in the investigation of the worst U.S. mass shooting.
We wanted to release the transcripts at this time so that the public would have a better idea of the timeline during the morning hours of June 12th. And also so that you would have a better idea of what the law enforcement officers on the ground were dealing with when they made the decision to enter the nightclub.
Authorities believe Omar Mateen, who was killed in a shootout with police, was acting alone with no direct assistance from Islamist militant networks. In releasing the transcripts, authorities omitted references to the Islamic State to avoid what they call providing a platform for propaganda. In Afghanistan, more than 20 people, including 14 Nepalese security guards, were killed, several other people wounded in multiple bombings. A Taliban spokesman claimed the deadliest attack on a minibus carrying the security guards who worked for the Canadian embassy in Kabul. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry hosted actress Angelina Jolie to mark the U.N.'s World Refugee Day. The special envoy for the U.N. High Commission for Refugees warned against turning our backs on the plight of a record 65 million refugees displaced by conflict.
To do that would be naive, irresponsible, and dangerous. We face a very clear choice: to continue as we are and see displacement and insecurity grow, or to come together with other nations and find a new approach, one that does not focus solely on aid and resettlement, but on solution, stability, and returns.
Jolie warned against a rising tide of intolerance and xenophobia directed at refugees. Somali-based Al-Shabaab fighters said they killed five Kenyan policemen in an ambush of a police convoy as it traveled through the northeastern part of the country. The attack occurred near the town of Elwak, near the southern Somali border. The jihadist group has launched a series of attacks after Kenya sent troops into Somalia to fight the insurgency. Supporters of Venezuela's opposition waited in long lines Monday to verify signatures as part of a lengthy process to request a recall referendum against President Nicolas Maduro. Opposition leaders have submitted a million signatures for the recall, far more than the 200,000 needed to proceed to the next step. Excessive heat warnings have been issued across much of the southwest U.S. and southern California, where dangerously high temperatures have already led to the deaths of at least four people. New wildfires erupted Monday west of Santa Barbara, California. Other blazes burned across Arizona and New Mexico. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.